What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the Knowledge Heights Podcast. I'm here with two special guests. We're going to be talking about different topics ranging from music to personal life and any message they have to convey to any people listening or watching this. So my co-host right here to my right, Rudy the Barber. And I'm going to have you guys introduce yourself, man. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, man. Yo, thank you for having me, for real. I go by the name Vision. I'm 21 years old from Hollister, California, and I am a hip-hop artist.
Dope.
Yeah, my name is Adrian Perez. I'm a boys producer from Hollister, California as well.
Definitely, bro. I always enjoy, interviewing artists because I like to talk about the creative process.
Yeah.
That's very, really close to like life, man, because there's a lot of metaphors that you can use from the creative process and apply them to life. So,
yeah.
You know, my first question, bro, pretty basic, is how'd you start with music? Like, where was, what initiated everything?
Yeah, man. So, I mean, music has always been, like, a huge thing for me. Like, I remember, like, playing, like, Call of Duty and shit. Like, even when we were just playing video games,
yeah.
Like, we were listening to music in the background. You know what I mean? When I was, like, skating, I always had, like, music in my
just listening to music.
Yeah, exactly.
Time.
Just listening to music, man. But what I really started was I found my sister's old, like, keyboard at, like, the top of, like, my closet. And then I was like, oh, okay, like, I'll pull this down. And then I just started, like, just messing around on it, and then I looked up, like, how to play songs on YouTube, and then I was just like, oh, cool. So then I learned how to play instruments, and then through that, I really, like, started not just listening to music, but kind of, like, experiencing it and, like, feeling it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And then through that, you know, I found hip-hop, started listening to, like, all this different stuff, and, you know, I started writing my own, you know?
So do you feel like, while listening to that music, like you said, you were feeling it,
mm-hmm.
Was there certain, you know, situations in your life that would make you feel it more, or like you listen to specific music for specific situations?
Yeah, 100%. Like when you're in like a certain type of mood, a certain type of music hits. You know what I mean? So like before, when I was in like middle school, you know what I mean? It was like, oh, the world sucks. Out here listening to like Good Charlotte and shit. You know what I mean? Like some like crazy like dark kind of stuff. You know
just
what
dark,
I mean?
More dark.
Exactly. But you know what I mean? When you're feeling happy, you can throw on say something like Mac Miller's old stuff, where it's just like super fun, and
uplifting,
happy. You know what I mean? Exactly.
More so, up-tempo beats.
Yeah, it just really depends on like the mood and stuff. But there's music for every type of mood. You
Definitely.
Know what I mean? So
was that the same kind of thing for you, Adrian, when you started making music? Because I mean, as a producer, you listen to music for inspiration, right?
Yeah.
Now, how did you get into making beats, like, and finally making, like, your own type of beats?
Yeah, well, my, I started beats probably, like, actual beats, like, actual producing was, like, high school, probably my junior year. That's when I really got, like, I've downloaded Fruity Loops, it's, like, a free software.
Yeah.
So, I was just messing around on that, but, like, my dad, he used to bring his laptop home from work, and it was an Apple, so it had GarageBand on it. And
mm-hmm.
he liked he's always been into music, so he would like to mess around with the loops that they have on there. And so he'd make stuff, and then from there, like, that's how I originally got into it, and that was like way back.
So it was high school, right?
Yeah, no, high school I was like making Fruity Loops, but GarageBand, that was like elementary school.
Oh,
but
wow.
It was just loops, though. It wasn't even like beats, so it was just like dragging like already pre-made stuff just together, and I just like to mess around, but you know, music's always been like a big part of my life. Like, I've always played instruments, always did stuff like
was
that.
Was it very similar to him, where you would listen to certain music depending on the mood?
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah,
yeah, man. I mean, you're like he said, like middle school, like you're always kind of like you go through that weird phase.
Sucks.
Yeah, you go through a weird phase. So like I would listen to a lot of like old 90s grunge music, like a lot of sad stuff, like Nirvana, like the Strokes a lot, even though they're not grunge, but
yeah.
You know, like I would listen to like older music, yeah, sad music, just kind of, you know.
Definitely. As for you though, like from a creative standpoint, how do you see yourself from your first song you ever made to now? I know you just dropped a mixtape.
Yes.
Very good mixtape.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
And how do you kind of explain in short your story from your first song to now? And I want you to talk more about your mentality about your
100%.
Approach.
Yeah, 100%. So it's a journey, 100%. Like, when you first start out, like, I started out just for fun, you know what I mean? Like, as a hobby, like, I was just, like, writing raps. I was like, cool, you know what I mean? Until I started really doing it and, like, showing people, you know what I mean? And then people were like, oh, like, you're actually good at this. I wasn't good, you know what I mean? But it was better than most people just starting out, you know what I mean? Like, people were like, they saw the potential, they were like, oh, you have talent. And I was like, oh, okay. So, I mean, I just kept doing it just because it was fun, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then, so, to answer your question, the first song that I wrote, it was just, like, super basic rhymes, you know, but I was on flow, like I was keeping a rhythm and all that stuff.
Yeah.
People saw that. I mean, I kept advancing and stuff, like really studying the art form, studying different artists and their lyrics, their wordplay, like all that different stuff. And then it kind of led to me being able to do that on my own. You know, like when you study it, like I prep myself in the morning, 100%. So it's like when I wake up, I listen to like say something like Big L or like Nas, Tribe Called Quest, like something like with lyricism. And then I'll be able to like kind of use that throughout the whole day. If I don't prep myself in the morning, it's kind of difficult to do that throughout the day. But I would basically just go over lyrics and stuff. And over the years, it was just a lot easier to be able to do that on my own. Yeah. Like I said, the first track was like super basic, super simple. Now it's over here like with like Eminem type flows or like Big L lyricism, just like stuff like that. You know what I mean? So it's a journey though, 100%. It takes time.
Mentally, how do you explain your self-confidence, man? Because I feel at times, how do you deal with, you know, you're in the studio, you just lay down some bars, you know you can do better.
Yeah.
But to someone else, it might sound good. Like, how do you do it? And then vice versa, though. Sometimes, have you ever felt scared releasing music? Because, damn, I don't want to release this. This is not good. So, I'm scared of what people are going to tell me.
So that was how it was in the beginning. So before, like, I didn't tell anybody that I even made music for, like, the first, like, 4 or 5 years of me making music. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Only, like, my close friends and family knew that I made music. I released it like what was it, like the last day of senior year, and I was like boom. Yeah, I was like, I made a graduation track like for everybody in my class and dropped it, and then it was like, oh snap, this dude raps. Yeah. You know what I mean? It was so dope. And they played the graduation track as we were walking out to the field. Yeah. Which was dope, like on the speakers. I was like, oh shit. Yeah, I was like, we blowing up. But my bad, what was the question?
I completely forgot. My question is just more like the mental part on the confidence, bro. Because
right.
I feel being an artist and in anything, honestly, in life, we're very scared of criticism.
Yeah.
Because we're not living up to our full potential.
Right.
So I want you to discuss the mentality part and how you grew the confidence.
So, yeah, I mean, I just kind of had to start not giving a shit. You know what I mean? Because before I was like, oh, like, what are people going to think? You know what I mean? All this stuff. But that's why I didn't show anyone, because I was like, if I can gain the confidence by myself and then put it out, then I mean, I know that I'm good. So it's like, it doesn't matter if that person says that I suck. I'm like, nah, I don't. You know what I mean? Because I know that. So it was kind of my own mentality, you know what I mean? And getting in my own head and just making myself more confident in that sense. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
Is there anything you want to add? I want to ask this question about this. Because I know we talk a lot about the mentality part.
Yeah.
Him being a barber, business owner.
Yeah.
Me more focused on different things, you know?
Mentality is a huge thing.
Yeah, but I want you to discuss, think about the criticism in the sense where, like, you mentioned something, you found, you start to not give a fuck.
Yeah.
For anybody that's watching or listening, how does that look like? Like, I could easily be like, you know, I don't give a fuck what anybody says.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I'm guilty of this, where I do kind of give a fuck about what
somebody says. No, yeah, it's back and forth, for sure.
But when it comes down to the subjective, like you said, you know you're a good artist because you said so.
Right? Yeah.
I have no real input in that because now it's subjective to you.
Like yeah.
I could listen to a track and, oh, you know, but that was okay.
Mm-hmm.
To you, that could have been great.
Yeah.
What's the process look like, though, that mentality shift where you don't give a fuck, but then you consistently don't give a fuck, but in a respectful way where it's like, not screw the world, mm-hmm. but it's like, this is my shit. I'm the only, my biggest critic. What does that process look like to you?
For me, when it comes to everyone else, it's me like minding my own business.
Mm-hmm.
That person can think whatever they want to think. That person can have their own opinions. Like, that's cool. That's them. You know what I mean? Yeah. This is me. So if I'm happy with the music that I'm making, I already won. You know what I mean? Like, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, yeah. I mean, it's really simple. It's not, but it is. You know what I mean?
Because
it's just like, oh, I can just not give a fuck. But at the same time, when you're overthinking all that stuff, it's like, oh, how do I not care? And like all this stuff. So it's easy to get, you know, it's easy for somebody's opinion to get to you,
mm-hmm.
but at the same time, you have to ground yourself and kind of just be like, no, like,
mm-hmm.
you know what this is. That person doesn't know you, doesn't know your struggle, doesn't know what you've been through, doesn't know the work that you've put in and how many hours that you've put into all this stuff. So it's like, as long as you got it, I mean, that's definitely all that really matters, you know?
Is that something you guys share? Like, how do you kind of deal with that when the beats, because you know, without a beat, you don't have a song.
Exactly,
without the lyrics, you know, it's not a song. So, how did, what does that journey look for you? Like, where you don't necessarily put too much value on other people's opinion. You're doing your job.
Yeah, it's kind of like the same thing he's saying. You know, you kind of just develop it over time. You know, like, of course, like, I was trash when I first started out, but it's like you still gain confidence and you just, like, understand that, like, all right, this is, like, where I'm at right now. Like, you know, I feel like this is dope as hell. You know, other people may not think that, but, you know, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter as long as, you know, you're proud of what you're creating and, you know, you're proud of what you're making and putting out. That's just you got to just kind of block everything else out. You know, it's hard, but I mean, you kind of just got to develop it over time. It's something you got to work on, constantly work on, I feel like.
Yo, real quick, I don't think he was trash when he first started out. This dude sends me beats, like some of the first beats he made, and I'm like, yo, why haven't you shown me this before? Like, it goes hard.
That's like, the thing, too. Like, I'll fluctuate between, like, being hella cocky and, like, man, like, no one can touch me to being, like,
oh, that's an artist thing, though. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because, like, one second you're on top of the world, you're like, yo, this is the craziest shit ever. And then, like, the next day you're like, dude, this fucking sucks. Yeah. Like, this, like, it just sucks, so. Yeah.
Do you feel that way sometimes? Like, can you relate to that in the sense of, like, from the barber perspective? Where there's some days, yeah, you know, like, I know what I'm, like, I'm good at this, but I'm also, you know.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, for sure, like, everybody thinks they're the best at what they do and, you know, their own opinion. Mm-hmm. It's always good to take, you know, somebody else's criticism.
Yeah.
But stay true to yourself, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You just stay true to what you think you're good at, because that's what makes you, you know? You're unique. Everybody else is different. And that's what makes you stand out sometimes, you know?
But that's exactly why, you know, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Because you are you, and that person is that person. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it doesn't matter what that person thinks or says.
Exactly.
As long as you're doing you, I mean, that's what it is.
I want to go back to what you said, like, you know, you said you were trash, right?
Yeah.
We'll put that in quotes, trash. Now, I want to go back to that because let's suppose you did believe in that, that you're actually telling yourself, feeling your mind, like, I'm trash. You know, I don't think I like this because I'm convincing myself I'm trash.
Exactly.
How did you guys overcome that? Or in the sense where, like, I'm not saying you were actually trash, but personally yourself, like, you're your own biggest critic.
I still deal with that. Like,
definitely.
Like, so, 100%. Like, what you said, like, when we're in the studio, like, they think it's good, and then I'm over here like, dude, it doesn't hit. Like, that's not what it is. And they're just like, dude, what are you talking about? I don't hear it. And I'm like, yo. Because I hear everything, like, my voice, my vocals. Like, I hear the standard, like, where I want it to be, and they hear just for what it is. You know what I mean? So, like, I'm over here like, yo, man, it could go hard, but he's like, yo, it already does. You know?
I guess
but,
what my question is more like, how do you control the fact that, because those thoughts can lead to, like, you know what, fuck this music shit, I'm done with it.
Yeah.
How do you overcome that? Meaning, like, you're gonna get, you know, you're gonna hear your voice, like, it's not there. He's gonna tell you, like, bro, it's fire.
Mm-hmm.
But you're like, nah, bro, I could do better. But that could infiltrate your thought process in the sense, like, you know what, bro, why are we putting too much time into this if, you know, I'm not feeling it no more? How do you overcome that? How do you get over that leap? Does,
like,
that make sense?
Yeah, no, definitely. I feel like it's a constant process. It's like almost like a constant battle within yourself just to, like, try and block those negative thoughts out. Because, I mean, it's natural to, like, doubt yourself, you know, especially when you're putting stuff out, you're putting your own art out there. Like, those feelings are, like, always come back. I always feel like, but it's literally, you just always gotta work on it. I feel like it's something you always just kind of, like, nah, man, like, it's good. Like, just try and, like, try your best to, like, rationalize it as, like, you know, like, doesn't matter, you know, just keep doing, just keep grinding, just keep pursuing. Like, that's at least for me, you know, it's still, like, a constant battle for me. Like, I'm in my head a lot, so I'm always trying to just, like, block those things out and just keep on my mission and just keep going, you know?
Definitely.
Yeah, like, I never really think in that sense. Like, it's, like, quitting is never really an option. You know what I mean? Like, I've been doing this since I was 14. I'm 21 right now. Like, and I still don't ever really see myself stopping. Music's just kind of my way of expressing myself and, like, putting everything that I'm going through into a recording or, you know, lyrics and all that stuff. So it's like, I can be in, like, the worst mood and then I record for, like, 5-10 minutes or whatever, and then I'm super energetic. I'm, like, happy. So you know what I mean? It makes me more of myself. So if I don't do it, then I kind of, in a way, lose myself.
Of course.
You know?
No, yeah, I definitely understand that.
Yeah.
Now, listening to your mixtape, bro, like, I want to stay on that topic, because I feel like one of the things that's coming into my mind right now is the word vulnerability. Because I feel like artists, this is why it's so hard to be an artist at times, because you have to be vulnerable in releasing your stuff, because there's a certain message within your music. Listening to your mixtape and when you started dropping, like, certain, you know, songs and singles and explaining, like, this, I wrote this back when I was this age, like, I was going through this. I like that.
Thank you for catching that, by the way.
Yeah. how was it, you know, looking back at the process of making that mixtape, did you feel vulnerable when you made that song? Did you feel like you were put back in that situation so it you could hear it in your voice? Like, damn, this guy's spitting, like,
yeah,
from that experience.
100%. So basically when I wrote Homage, it was at like a very low point for me, because like my first girlfriend just broke up with me. It's like, oh my God, the world's over. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's what I mean. Like the first track, like you hear that, you hear what I was going through with the intro, 1 year. So like you hear like the heartbreak and all that stuff, but you also get into like insecurities and all this stuff throughout the album and dreams. You know what I mean? But I mean, I never really thought about it, like putting myself like in that situation. I more so just wrote it just to make myself feel better, and it turned out to be a really good song. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
it's just like, I just do it for myself first and foremost, and then put it out for other people who are feeling that same way. But vulnerability is like a huge thing though. You have to be vulnerable as an artist. Like people need to feel what you're going through, because there's so many people out there that also relate, you know? So, yeah.
How would you describe vulnerability in your subjective viewpoint, in the sense where, like, what does that mean to you? Because I think there's a general definition to vulnerability, but
yeah,
what does it mean to you guys?
Just putting myself out there, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, it's easy to not let those emotions out, and easy to like not tell people what's going on, but like when you do, it just makes everything a little bit better for you, and just so people like know what's going on as well.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? So I have what was it called? Airplane mode?
Yeah.
That's the name of it right now. It's the title of it right now. It could change, who knows? But it's a song that we wrote, and it was probably my most personal song that I've ever written.
You would
about.
Say that's your most personal song?
Yeah. So yeah, it's coming out probably next year, the year after. It really depends. We have so much music in the works.
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely gonna come out, that's for sure. But it's me like just putting my heart out on the page and just like writing. It was about like me, my mentality, my family, just everything on my mind, you know what I mean? Like making it, you know what I mean, blowing up. So yeah, man, like vulnerability is a huge thing, but it's very important to do that, to put yourself out there and like write about it, especially as an artist.
Of course.
Yeah.
That's what I like about the artistry of it, because it's the vulnerability, because it's your voice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're trying to convey something. Now, how do you describe your process, in the sense, like, you have music in the stash that you just don't drop?
Yeah.
Is
man,
there a reason for that?
So much
I've always
music.
Wondered that, because, for example, one of the artists I can think of right now, or two artists, is like, or three, Gucci Mane, Young Thug, and like O3 Greedo.
Dope.
They drop music like crazy. And a lot
like
of people,
every day, like it's crazy.
A lot of people criticize them in the sense where like quality over quantity and vice versa, right?
Yeah.
They're putting out quantity.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they're putting out tapes all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want you to discuss that after the break. So
yeah,
I kind of want to piggyback off of that, and then we'll discuss that, because I want to see what your guys' input is on that.
Definitely.
Like, why do artists have in the stash, and then maybe like 2 years from now they'll pull it out and like finally drop it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna take a little break right now, but I want to piggyback off of that when
okay.
we get back. So
definitely.
I hope you guys are enjoying the show so far. I'm liking what the conversation we're having, the thought process, the mentality, and the background on how the music started with these two. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back. All right, guys, welcome back. We're back from our short little break. Got to just digest and, you know, discuss what the first part that we had with Vision and Adrian. So what we left off talking about, bro,
yeah,
was the whole concept of holding music in the stash, you know? And
mm-hmm.
I mentioned these three artists, Gucci Mane, Young Thug, and O3 Greedo, who are type of artists who are releasing music on top of music on
yeah.
top of music. So it's almost like you don't get to enjoy it, but I want to get your viewpoint on that, on why you hold music off, and like the whole idea of quality over quantity.
Yeah, no. For me, it's always been about strategizing.
Okay.
So like that's why like I didn't show anybody my music when I first started rapping, so that when I did, it's like legit and people are like, oh snap, people take notice. You know what I mean? So it's the same concept when it comes to projects or singles or whatever. You want to focus on making it good, so that when it comes out, people take notice. You know what I mean? So it's like we have so many songs in the stash. Like we can release so much right now, but you know what I mean? It's better to strategize and kind of figure out what works best, you know what I mean? Definitely. What's the next move and all that. But it's more so just really making sure that everything is on point, you know what I mean? Because if it's not on point, then we fucked up, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I mean, so, like, it's just about, like, when we release Homage, like, it's thinking about what's the next move from there. So we can release a project in a month or two, or we can release a project in the next year, or a year and a half, or whatever it is. So it's just strategizing.
Now, how's that always been instilled in you? On, like, for example, right now you mentioned that when you made this mixtape, mm-hmm. you're already thinking of the next move.
Mm-hmm.
How? Because I have my own viewpoint on that, but how do you discuss or describe it to your own way? Where is that good or bad? Where you're already thinking of the next move? Because some people might take it as like, focus on this right now. Don't worry about what's next.
Yeah.
But then there's also people who say it's like, no, focus on this right now, but also think of what the next move after that is, because you're not done. So how did that start, that mentality?
So I'm just a thinker in general. Okay. Sometimes I overthink myself into the ground. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to something like that, it's more so just really just laying it down. You know what I mean? Like a lot of artists are really good at like putting out songs every single day and just not caring. I care too much. So it's like, I make sure that it's one step after the other. I finish this and then I do that, but I also have ideas as to what the next thing could be. Mm-hmm. But when we're done with this, that's when we put those ideas into fruition.
Is that the same with production? Very similar?
Yeah, in a way. I mean, when I make beats, like I'll finish it and I'll just send them out to like whoever I think can fit on it. So I don't necessarily like keep it in the stash, but like I have samples, you know, like I like making beats off samples as well. So like I'll see like a sample or whatever and I'll be like, oh, I can use that later, you know. Mm-hmm. But as far as just making beats, I'll just kind of make it and then send it out to whoever I think can fit on it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I feel like it's a different process because, you know, like you got to put a song together first. So like it's not like just getting it out there, I think, is at least sending it to someone is like more important. That's the first step, you know?
Yeah.
And the artist can decide like what
then
to do with it.
What happens. Yeah.
Yeah.
One thing I've noticed, I don't know if you guys agree, is that the reason you guys feel like you guys have the same vision and towards the same goals, is that why you guys are able to collaborate so seamlessly?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Like, don't get me wrong, we have not necessarily different tastes in music, but we're influenced by different things. Yeah. So it's like, but when we come together, we're able to, in a way, like come to an agreement, like musically, like creatively in a way, and then we're just able to just bust stuff out. Like his production, like I've seen him make beats in like 10-20 minutes.
Yeah, of course.
And it's like fire, like it's so good.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But for me as a lyricist, it takes a little bit of time to really get it going. But like one time we made Sat at Home.
Yeah,
like we made that in like half an hour,
yeah.
somewhere
yeah.
around there. Like there's times where you just
varies,
bust stuff
right?
out. Yeah, it really varies. Yeah,
definitely. So now like I really like that, because I noticed that from you guys. You guys, in order to work, you guys are working towards the same goal.
Yeah.
But you guys also influence, you guys bring different things to the table.
Yeah, 100%.
Now I want to kind of shift to more like the personal background stuff, man. Mm-hmm. Like, specifically, in hindsight, I like asking these type of questions.
Mm-hmm.
In hindsight, looking at yourself growing up, what was instilled in you that you still carry now and that you are still developing? Does that make sense? In the sense, like, look back when you were a kid, like, man, I still have that trait that helped me. It's just a more mature mindset.
Oh, yeah, no, I've always been myself, 100%. Like, I still laugh at, like, the same jokes that, like, the homies make. Like, I've always just been myself. So, I mean, nothing's really changed. If anything, I've just learned, I've grown and matured. You know what I mean? Like, that's just really it, and that's what I always plan to do. I always plan to keep the real ones around me. Like, my circle's really small. Like, I don't really go out, like, and try to, like, connect with all these people, which I do need to change, but, like, the career aspect and shit.
Yes.
But, I mean, the circle's just always been small, and so I just keep it real. We keep it 100, and we just for me, I plan on being myself. It's just authenticity to me is just
mm-hmm.
one of the most important things.
So that's something you kind of look back on, and like in retrospect, like, oh, that's something I've always
yeah, 100%.
Mm-hmm. Is there something that you've changed that you feel proud of that's allowed you to
the negative like, for sure? Like,
how
I'm definitely
deal with negative.
Yeah, 100%. Like. When it comes to like the first track on the project, like the breakup,
I really like
and all
that.
Song. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate
yeah.
that. Yeah. So with 1 year, it was about like the breakup and stuff. Like I made my like fair share of mistakes and all that stuff. But I mean, As long as you learn and you grow, you know what I mean? Like, everybody's capable of making mistakes. Like, it's all good as long as you overcome it, you know?
Are you trying to say, like, it's how you kind of deal with the mistakes?
100%, because you can easily just be like, oh, I made that mistake. I messed up. Let me just keep messing up. It doesn't matter anymore. You know what I mean? But, I mean, if you want to better yourself, it's mm-hmm. the opposite. You know what I mean? You just yeah. want to get better.
Of course. I like that. But I agree in the sense where I think failing is definitely part of the process. It's a given. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But it's also knowing how to deal with failure. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is there something you want
to
add?
I just wanted to add, because I haven't heard your music, bro.
Yeah, no,
so, like, for me, from my point of view, is like, what are you trying to share, like, on your music? Because I haven't heard it. So what are
like
you trying to share?
And all
yeah,
that
yeah,
stuff?
The message.
It's
stuff.
Really just, right now, so far, it's just been the fun shit. But really, it's just about inspiring people. You know what I mean? Like, when I get up on a record, like, I want to make something that sparks something in someone else. You know what I mean? It's about creativity and it's about progression. You know, like, I want to push hip hop. You know what I mean? I don't want to make what everybody else is making. I want to expand and see where it can go. I'm that kind of artist, you know what I mean? Creatively, like, I want to try different things. So right now, it's more, since nobody really knows who I am at the moment, it's more so about just getting people to realize, like, yo, I make music and I'm good at this. But as we progress, you know what I mean, then you can start doing the things that you want to do creatively. And so, like ASAP Rocky, like, his newest one, Testing,
yeah.
That one, he was trying to, like, push boundaries, and it sounds so different. It kind of went under the radar because, like, everyone was like, oh, that's really different. But then people gave it a few months, and then it was like, oh, like, this is actually a really, really good album. Yeah. So, I mean, it really just depends. But that's what I try to do. I just try to inspire people, uplift people, just relate to people, you know what I mean? Because that's what it really is. It's about the people, not necessarily myself. It's like, as a career though, of course, like, this is you, but when I'm making music also, it's for me, but when I put it out, it's also for everybody else that can relate.
And who is one artist that you would say, like, oh, that's, I mean, I'm sure there's a couple, you know?
There's a lot,
but
like,
who's one in specific, first one off the top of your head?
Mac Miller. So that's the homie. So that's, he's the, literally the reason I started rapping.
Rest in peace.
100%, 100%. So he's the reason I started rapping. Like, my first rap that I wrote was to the Party on Fifth Ave instrumental. You know what I mean? Like, that dude has influenced me in so many ways. And, like, he was just a good dude, you know what I mean? So that's the type of music that I want to create, the type of person I want to be. Like, he just inspired me in so many ways. Like, him and Logic was a big one when he was on his mixtape shit. J. Cole, because he's just so humble. YBN Cordae is, like, a new school cat. Like, that dude is good, you know what I mean? Like, there's so many different artists, but just to name a few.
Definitely. And kind of speak on that topic, on especially the music side, especially now in the age of social media. Because now the market's a lot bigger, you know.
Right.
A lot of people could be making music. But
everyone,
it's like, how,
yeah.
Like, you know, kind of sticking on the music side. After, you know, we'll shift back. But how do you plan, or what's your strategy? Because you mentioned strategy, mm-hmm. to stand out. Is it just simply by inspiring, or is it
inspiring, but also just being myself? Because a lot of artists aren't themselves. Like, and it's not. I don't mean that in, like, a bad way. I mean that in, like, it's transparent. It's very see through. A lot of artists, like, they make the same music and they act the same way. So it's like, how do you plan on standing out in the industry if that's what you do? For me, it's more about being myself and being authentic and really just talking to people, because, like, I can talk, I can inspire people, like, very, very well. Like I can be like a fucking motivational speaker if I wanted to, you know what I mean? Like, I'm able to do that, and when I get on stage and I'm comfortable, then I can just talk and just inspire people. Like, remember, yo, we rapped on the bus one time. It was on the way to Disneyland for grad trip, which was horrible, but we'll talk about that another time. But we rapped on the bus, and then I was just, like, talking to everyone. I was just like, he was just, this dude was gonna freestyle. Do you remember that? This dude was gonna freestyle, and then he was just like, oh no, like, I can't. And I was just like, yo, what are you doing? And I was like, I tried to, like, get him to, and I was just, like, talking about him. I was like, yo, if Eminem stopped, he wouldn't be where he is. You know what I mean? So it's just, like, it's about constantly going and just
consistency.
Yeah, but mainly just being myself. That's how I plan to stand out, you know? So it's just, that's really what it is. And just making good music, because this dude's, his beats are so unique too. So it's just a matter of just coming together and just getting that shit going.
Definitely, no, I like that. I want to talk about family, man. I always tend to, you know, lean towards family, because
yeah.
I think that's a big influence, positively and also negatively.
Yeah.
It's a very, you know, thin line, where we could talk about that, but how was your upbringing, man? Like, I wanna you know, start off with you, like, your upbringing in the sense, like, for example, you mentioned earlier that your dad made music, right? Mm. He had GarageBand on his computer. That's what, that kind of, like, started that. But aside from that, how was the upbringing, bro? And, like, what can you take, we'll call it, like, a nugget from your childhood and growing up that you have still applied now that you might not have understood back then?
Yeah, I mean, I've been blessed to, like, have a pretty fortunate life, you know. Mm-hmm. My parents had me when they were older and, like, already had their careers. So, like, financially, we were always pretty good, you know. But I think something they always instilled with me was, like, hard work, you know. My dad came from Mexico, you know. So, immigrant, you know, working in the fields, worked his way up, go to school, you know, become a Spanish professor. My mom, same way. She's been here. And, like, her whole family's born in Hollis. Like, almost everyone's my cousin here. But, like, you know, like, her parents worked hard, too, and, like, were able to set her up, you know, to go to college. And, like, they just, both my parents worked really hard. And they always instilled that in me, like, just to work hard, not be, like, not just take things for granted, you know. Because it's easy to, like, grow up and, like, have a nice house and nice family and just be like, oh, this is just how shit, like, stuff is. Mm-hmm. But, you know, being around, like, other family members and, like, other friends just to see how, like, oh, everyone's not as fortunate as me or whatever, like, has the same upbringing. So just being able to, like, understand that, just take all that in, and then just always use it as a reminder just to work hard and just persevere, you know, just kind of always growing.
100%. I feel the same way. Like, we're both very fortunate to have lived, like, really good lives, because there are a lot of people that are going through a lot, you know what I mean? But yeah, it's the same kind of thing with me. There wasn't too much of a struggle, thankfully, but there was really, it was a good childhood, you know what I mean? My parents did the best that they could, and they taught me a lot, you know what I mean, when it came to just, like, being a person and everything. Like, the one golden nugget that I can say is just to be a good person, you know what I mean? Which is, it's very easy, you know what I mean? But, I mean, we're only human, we get frustrated, we get angry, you know what I mean? Like, but the main thing is just to be a good person. Just, as long as your intentions are good, I mean, it's all good, you know?
Based on what you guys both said, pretty much the fact that your parents, you know, have put you in a position where the struggle wasn't necessarily a thing, right?
Mm. Right.
However, struggle, I think, is very subjective because you could be put into a good household. What's characterized as a good household.
Right. Yeah.
But I think struggle also comes within inside, anxiety, depression, stuff.
Yeah.
How do you, I don't want to say, how do you argue with someone who, I kind of want to say, how do you counter-argue someone when they tell you, like, for example, I look at you, Adrian, like, you've had it easy your whole life. Oh, I've gone through some shit that you would never understand.
Yeah.
However, your goal is to simply understand that person, even though you didn't go through those tribulations. Have you guys faced that before?
Yeah, in a way, like, you're saying someone, like, combating you, just like...
Suppose you know, we all have different types of friends, right? We have, I'll be a little personal about this. I have friends who have had it better than me their whole entire lives. Right. I had friends who have it a lot worse. Mm-hmm. I could relate it to you in the sense about being fortunate. Mm. I'll put that in quotes because that could mean very subjective.
Yeah,
a lot of things are subjective,
definitely,
right? But fortunate in the sense where, like, you know, I didn't really know the struggle financially.
Yeah.
You know, my parents did what they did, right? But how, for example, I could talk to a buddy of mine who's really been through the struggle, and I could be talking, and he might just be, not on purpose, but subconsciously just be kind of mad at the fact that you don't get it, bro, because you never really went through the shit that I've been through.
Mm.
But then I'm the type of person, like, but I want to understand you.
Exactly.
But some people like that might be defensive, like, nah, bro, you won't ever understand.
But that's also mentality as well. You know what I mean? Like, because that's the thing. Like, there are people that have it horrible. Like say, like a homeless man on the street, you know what I mean, who doesn't have anything. But there's also a homeless man on the street who's the happiest person in the world because it's all about your mentality. You know what I mean? Like as long as you're looking forward and you know things are going to get better, then for sure. You know what I mean? But I do get it, though, because a lot of the time it's like, how can things get better? Like, look where I'm at and all this stuff.
Yeah.
So there's definitely a fine line, but... At the end of the day, I think mentality is a huge thing. You know what I mean? Because that's what will get you out of any situation. You know.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
But let's suppose I just want to get really into like your 100%. Whole process in the sense where, like, let's suppose you tell that to the person that is looking.
No,
at
yeah, they're gonna be like, "Fuck you."
It's all
like,
about exactly.
It's all about defensive.
Exactly. It's all about mentality.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, dude, you would not be talking about mentality if you had it like I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then again, bro, some of the best success stories are those people
that have gone through the struggle.
You've gone through so much shit, you know. There's people I aspire to be like, bro. Right. Their stories are gnarly, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when it comes to at least my situation, I don't know if I can speak on ADIS, but when it comes to me, it's like the struggle hasn't been too crazy. There's definitely been some things here and there, 100%. Like, we're only human, you know. But for me, it's more so my head. You know what I mean? I get a lot of anxiety. I get very nervous. You know what I mean? So it's just like a struggle in making sure that I'm okay. You know what I mean? But that's also that also goes back to what I was saying before, like bettering yourself. Mm-hmm. Like I make sure that, like I meditate, I make sure that I eat, like I make sure that I'm like on point. You know what I mean? Because if I'm not, then my life isn't, because the mentality's not there and I think everything sucks.
Definitely.
So if I'm not making music, like I was saying before, like I'm not me, you know what I mean? And it just kind of fucks everything up. So
yeah.
For me, it's just a struggle with my mind, but as long as I'm on top of that, then I mean, it's all good.
Definitely. No, that I appreciate you guys explaining like the process, because I think that's another big thing too, especially when you network and when you want to share inspiration. Like my goal as well as OD is like inspire other people, right?
100%.
But sometimes they want to know like, well, how do you find your inspiration? Mm-hmm. What was your background? Because why is it so easy for you to say? Mm-hmm. You know, and that's a struggle, man. A struggle now, especially with all the social media stuff where it's easy to convey a message.
Mm-hmm.
But conveying is just the first part. You know, how people digest it and how people interpret it is a whole different level.
Right.
So was that something like for example, like going back to the family part, was that something that your family instilled subconsciously maybe by supporting you guys? Do they support you now? What was their whole vision on you guys making music, especially as a career?
What do you think?
Like my family supporting me? Yeah, I think, well, music's always been a thing in my family. Like my grandpa's in a mariachi. My dad messes with music. My mom used to mess with music like growing up. So like they seen me like get into it as a kid, you know. And like they'd always like support me. Like they bought me like a little piano or like a little guitar, because you know I'd always loved just like listening or asking my dad like, oh, what's this, you know. So I was always into music. So they've always like supported me and like want me to you know, pursue it, you know.
Yeah.
As long as like I'm realistic about it and like they see me put the work in, you know, they know like this is what I love.
Yeah.
So therefore like they definitely support me and you know, just they think like, yeah man, if that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do, you know.
Definitely. You kind of have the same.
Yeah, 100%. My parents are very supportive, you know what I mean? But when it comes to me wanting to do it for a career, it's kind of hard to support that in a way, because it's like nobody knows if it's gonna happen. Like even like say like someone like Jay-Z, like back in the day, there's no way he could have known where it would be. There's no way he could have known that all of this was gonna transpire. So it's in a way risky, but at the same time it's not, if you know what you're doing, if you know that you're good at it and you keep working at it, you know what I mean? So it is, but it's not. It's risky, man. But no, there's definitely support though. 100%.
Sorry to cut you off, bro, but your last message, man.
Yeah.
Last message.
Like, what's your last?
End this, you know?
Yeah. I want to have you guys back again.
Yeah. 100%. I'm down.
Any last words you want to say? A message.
Anybody watching this might want to be doing music, producing.
I got beats, man. Hit me up.
Hey, where can they hit you
up? You already know my Instagram. I'm sure they tagged me or whatever. So just hit me up. I got that. I got the fire.
Yeah, there you guys have it. Another successful heist. I appreciate you guys coming through, man.
Cool.
Sharing you guys' voice and, you know, this purpose, accepting the purpose of this platform.
Cool. So. Yeah, real quick. And y'all can follow me at VisionMusic831 on all platforms, at SoundCloud, Instagram, Facebook. So hit me up and we're all good. All
right. There you guys have it. Enjoy.